When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio or its employees or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Welcome to Let's Just Talk with Katherine Raker, sponsored by A Private Place, Bagwell, Dan Perkins Author, Don Greco Novels, IDI Dentistry, Dr. James Butler, iMarketing, Web Design and Web Hosting, Integrated Healthcare Solutions, Pucker Urban Farms, Next Stage, Skip Kenny Barbecue, Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Ultimate Air Shuttle, and Veterans in Defense of Liberty. You're listening to W4CY.
Hi, this is Katherine Raker of Let's Just Talk. Today, our guest is Steve Greenberg, the author of the best-selling book, Gadget Nation. And actually, I've had Steve on before, and I just love when he comes on because we talk about usually what's happening at the Consumer Electronics Show. So he is going to be talking about the 2019 Consumer Electronics Show in Vegas. Lucky guy to be there. And he's going to be sharing the best of the best new gadgets and tech from the convention floor, the consumer electronics floor. So let's talk about what is different this year. What are the new products? All kinds of different things. So welcome to our show. Steve, how are you?
Well, Katherine, thanks for having me back on. It's always a pleasure talking with you. I'm working with some terrific companies today, and I hopefully can wow you. Some really cool stuff here.
Okay, let's talk about it, because I know you're hungry and tired, and you want to eat sometime in the near future, right?
Well, I can't get through this, though. That's for sure.
But
if anybody
has an egg sandwich
out there, they can bring it over to me. I'll certainly eat that. But yeah,
right.
So keep in mind, there's like at least 15 miles of aisles here. A lot to see, from virtual reality to cool speakers to little robots everywhere. But you can't talk about CES without talking about PCs. They're everywhere. And going to be launched later this year, Samsung's new Notebook 9 Pen. It's a 2-in-1, meaning it's a laptop. But when you flip it around, it becomes a tablet. It has a built-in S Pen so that you can jot notes, you can draw, you can even control a PC, exactly. Some standout features include the Intel processor, a long battery life, durable ultralight design, so it's really portable. And I love the fact that it has AKG speakers, so you get this studio quality sound, which is really incredible. Other cool things, CES is not just about the PCs and flat screens and 3D printers, but it's about everything, even beauty. So beauty is going high tech. So I have in front of me here Mia Smart. It's Clarisonic's most advanced skincare device. It's compatible to all of Clarisonic's brush heads and applicators. So it cleanses, it can firm up the skin, anti-aging, under-eye massage. You can even use it as a makeup application. It's patented oscillating technology, so when you add water to it, it kind of creates a vacuum effect to remove dirt, oil, makeup from the skin surface and pores. And you can sync it with the Clarisonic app, so you can actually customize your skincare routine, which I think is very cool.
Right, have you tried it yet?
I actually have played around with it, and yeah, and frankly, it's not just for women. Men have skin too, and we need to take care of it also. So yeah, and trust me, my skin needs more taken care of than most, so I'm on it.
Right, because you're right out there in the elements all the time, and so is it similar to a rotating brush or what? Because I can't see it.
So it holds it in your hand, and it has these various different brushes that go on it that oscillate and rotate that really help to either apply makeup or remove makeup, depending on which brush you put on it. And the Clarisonic has had a long history with using this kind of technology, but now they've really brought it into the high-tech world. Really, really cool design looking, easy to hold in your hand, very ergonomic, a really smart way to go. Some other products I have here we can talk about. I have something called the Sat Pack, which is a little black thin box that you either keep near your smartphone or attaches to your smartphone. And this one could actually save your life. Keep in mind, Catherine, there's an overhead announcement going on. So hopefully you can hear me over it. 50% of the U.S. has no cell phone service. And after like a hurricane or floods or fires or earthquakes, many cell towers don't work. So this Sat Pack lets you text from anywhere using satellite technology. No cell phone signal needed, so no matter what happens, you can stay in touch with family and friends, and it works on all smartphones, and best of all, Catherine, no monthly fee.
Oh, I love that. Now, what type of pricing is on it?
It's $249 is what it's gonna launch at. But once you have it, there's no monthly fee. So you can just hang on to it to that situation when you need it. So if you have a car breaks down, there's no cell phone signal, or you're in a part of the country that doesn't have cell phone, or your cell phone signal can't be reached, or you're traveling the world, or something happens, earthquake, fire, whatnot, anywhere on the planet, this thing will get your cell phone attached basically to a satellite when you need it.
Okay, so it goes through the satellite, so it's not battery operated?
It has a battery. You have to charge it, but once it's charged, it's working. So yeah, and it has a battery built into it, so it's going to keep that charge. But yeah, but it basically through Bluetooth connects your smartphone to it, and then it to the satellite. And again, it's great.
That sounds like the hottest thing out there, because really, to be honest about it, that's the biggest problem that we have with cell phones, is that one minute you're in a cell tower, the next minute, doesn't matter which carrier you're with, right?
Right.
It goes berserko, and people go, I can't hear you, or you're breaking up. You're not sure if they really want to get rid of you or they really want to talk to you.
And
you know what I mean?
And sometimes it's for...
Right.
It's not that important, but let's say you're hiking or your car breaks down. Sometimes it's really important that you reach out to family and friends. This could make the difference. So Sat Pack, people should keep that in mind. Next, Lucid Eyewear. These are sunglasses that are also a Bluetooth headset. So with these sunglasses, you can listen to your music, voice text. You can even take a phone call, which is very cool. And last but not least, I have something called Mute Plus. And this is a little gadget that fits on top of your Alexa. So what it does is you have a timer on top of it, and you can set the timer to block the sound on your Alexa. So if you want privacy and you feel Alexa is listening in on something you don't want it to listen in on, you just push the button on top of this, and it will not allow Alexa to listen or record anything you're doing. So this is an example of technology designed to protect us from other technology.
What was the biggest surprise to you so far, Steve, at the show this year?
That's a great question. Biggest surprise. Well, I think I'm shocked by how many robots there are. And also they have this folding smartphone, so the screen actually folds. And I think that's pretty cool. It's still kind of not ready for prime time yet, but it looks pretty amazing. It's got still needs some work, but I think that's going to be a really hot topic.
Product-wise, robots, are they coming down in price?
Everything is coming down in price. That's the beautiful thing of it. So, like, robotic vacuum cleaners, which were big years ago. Now they've got
$900 and more, right?
Now they've come down. Yeah, I know. I have one too. They've come down in price a lot. They now have a robot that will wash your windows. They've got all sorts of things. I mean, robots.
Wash the windows?
Yes, yeah.
Where is that at? I want that.
It's got a company called Ecovac has it. It's pretty neat.
Ecovac.
And it will wash your windows, especially if you have big glass paned windows. There's a lot of really cool products out there, and especially in the world of robotics, that have really dropped in price a lot.
Well, I think that's important, too. I mean, everything is becoming robotic in a sense when you think about it. The thing that used to drive me crazy about the vacuum cleaners is if they got backed into a corner or they didn't move the way you wanted it to do. The other thing is that when your alarm system is on, you know, we don't want that robot to come out and you'd have to turn the robot off totally.
Yep.
Right?
I know that problem too.
You know that problem too?
Yep.
So that's kind of the reason why it's sitting in my garage right now.
Well, I still use mine, but the new ones that I was looking at last night, they can tell the difference, like if a sock is left on the floor, it knows to go around the sock. It cables behind your couch, it knows to avoid those cables. So they're getting smarter. They have a little bit of artificial intelligence in them. So there's a lot of improvements going on there.
Do you think that in the near future, what do you think is going to happen in the world of electronics in the next year or two? And do you see us building more here in the United States than overseas?
Well, I think overseas is getting us, you know, is where a lot of this is going. I mean, it comes here, sometimes it's put together here, but the various parts are, you know, basically the planet, you know, we're a global planet now, so it's not just about the U.S.
Yeah,
and something that helps everybody, you know, helps everybody. So I don't think that's such a terrible thing. But I think you're going to see more and more just intuitive products. So there's less, you know, directions. Things will happen without you thinking about it. And a lot of really cool things like, you know, solving problems. Like I think that folding phone will mean it'll be the same size as your current fold, but you open it up and now it's the size of a little mini tablet. So I think it's pretty cool.
That folds up and then you can put it in your briefcase
exactly,
or something? Is that
exactly.
What you're saying?
Yep, exactly. It literally, the screen folds.
Well, the new one that I have that I just got yesterday, right, is just a lower version of the latest one that's out there. And it's really nice. It's a little bit smaller than the big iPad was. So, you know, I'm just relearning it myself. Do you see the technology will become easier for people that are older?
Absolutely, because as it becomes more easier to use, it's better for everybody, and certainly older folks get into that category too. So yeah, and a lot of stuff, I saw shoes that will actually report to a family member if you've fallen. Literally, there's a chip built into the shoes. There's a lamp that watches your room to see if you've fallen. And again, so you don't have to push a button. If you fall and hurt yourself, it will then tell your children you're having a problem. So there's some really cool stuff here. And by the way, a lot of what I talked about earlier in this segment, I have on my website. If you send people to stevegreenberg.tv, click on blog, the information's there, or follow me on Twitter at SteveTV. A lot of great information.
And thank you very much for joining us today, Steve. I hope you have a lot of fun at the Consumer Electronics Show. And we'll be right back on Catherine Raker's Let's Just Talk.
Catherine will be right back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk on W4CY.
Are you or someone you love living with chronic kidney disease or on dialysis? NxStage may be able to help you live a healthier, longer life with more frequent home hemodialysis. Home hemodialysis is a different way of doing hemodialysis. Instead of going to a dialysis center, home hemodialysis with NxStage System 1 is performed in the comfort of your own home. The System 1 offers flexible therapy options, including performing your treatments during the day or at night while you sleep, allowing you to spend your day your way. Talk to your doctor to see if home hemodialysis is right for you, or call one of our patient consultants to learn more about your treatment options at 888-200-6456. The NxStage System 1 is a prescription device. All forms of hemodialysis, including treatments performed in-center and at home, involve some risk. In addition, there are certain risks unique to treatment in the home environment and specific to nocturnal use. Patients differ, and not everyone will experience the reported benefits of more frequent home hemodialysis. Call 888-200-6456.
Love cooking, baking, and working in the kitchen, home, or garden? Have you ever realized two hands just aren't enough? You need Bagwell, the sealable bag holder. Bagwell is like having an extra set of hands when pouring, scooping, storing, or packing anything from leftovers to Legos. This incredible four-pronged bag holder keeps your sealable bag open so you can fill it with your need. Then close the bag and you are ready to go. I keep one in my kitchen, hobby room, and kids' room. Check out Bagwell at www.thebagwell.com.
If America will be saved, veterans will save her. If America will be saved, veterans in defense of liberty will save her. Today, we are engaged in a genuine battle for the heart and soul of America. Do you believe that our oath and our obligation to our country continues until the day of our death? That America and the future of humanity is worth saving? If so, and you are a veteran or a staunch supporter, join Veterans in Defense of Liberty, which is first and foremost a brotherhood, sisterhood of veterans, fully dedicated to maintaining the integrity of our republic based on the correct moral and constitutional principles. Visit us on Facebook and go to vidolamerica.org, vidolamerica.org.
Hey Cincinnati, Rick and Noel here from Ultimate Air Shuttle. We're excited to announce 2019 marks our 10-year anniversary serving the Cincinnati community. Start the new year by saving time and money when you fly Ultimate Air Shuttle.
Take advantage of 25% off round-trip tickets to New York City, Chicago, Atlanta, Charlotte, and Cleveland. For you weekend travelers out there, now through April 1st, flights start at just $149 each way. Supply is limited, so book now. Thank you, Cincinnati, for flying Ultimate Air Shuttle for 10 years. Because of you, we are here today and will be tomorrow.
Ultimate Air Shuttle flights are public charters sold and operated by Ultimate Jet Charters, LLC, as director of carrier.
Did you know that memory loss now affects almost 7 million people in America? And the Alzheimer's Research Foundation estimates that by the year 2050, there will be 50 million people with dementia in America. Are you preparing your family, especially your grandchildren, for this issue? This is Dan Perkins, and I'm the author of a new book for children ages 9 to 12 and their families to help them understand that it's not their fault when Grammy can't remember them. Why Can't Grammy Remember Me is available at Amazon or through your local bookseller. Don't make your grandchildren part of the lost generation.
Hi, this is Catherine Raker of Let's Just Talk. Do you want to read wonderful novels about historic, wonderful places in Youngstown, Ohio? Then you need to get Don Greco's books. He's a wonderful author that wrote the series, The Youngstown Quintet. His latest book is The Maladrin. And the nice thing about his books are they're not about spies. They're not about zombies. They're just ordinary people that read that have extraordinary lives. So visit DonGrecoNovels.com or go buy his books on Amazon.com.
We're back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk with Catherine Raker on W4CY.
Hi, this is Catherine Raker of Let's Just Talk and the Chef You and I. And we have with us today Katie Hayes, who's an RDN, ENC Director of Nutrition Communications. And we're going to talk about get ecstatic about nutrition goals and why adding the nutritional powerhouse can help you stay on track. Did you know it's time for a resolution revolution, beyond the traditional short-term and sometimes even unrealistic goals, and start thinking about long-term nutrition goals, such as making more conscious food choices. And you know, many Americans still believe that eggs should be avoided for their cholesterol content. However, large eggs are a nutritional powerhouse and one of the few natural food sources of vitamin D, a nutrient of public health concern that is critical for building strong bones. Our guest, Katie Hayes, will highlight scientific evidence demonstrating how including nutrient-rich eggs fits into a variety of healthy eating patterns. And I think I am so excited because I've always said that eggs are good for you, and I use them in my healthy cooking show and every day. So good morning, Katie, and how are you?
Good morning. I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, you know, a lot of people read a lot of things and don't really realize how eggs are so nutritious for you, and they're There's very few calories in them in relationship to a lot of other stuff we put in our mouths. Would that be right? And your nutritious value is unbelievable.
That is right. I think what's great to know about eggs is they really provide a unique nutrient package. They're one of the richest food sources of choline, which is important for brain development during pregnancy and infancy, as well as maintaining optimal brain function later in life. And they're also an affordable source of high-quality protein. One large egg has 6 grams of high-quality protein and all 9 essential amino acids. And that's all for just 70 calories and only about 15 cents per egg.
That's pretty cheap. I was fortunate enough to live on a farm and have fresh eggs every day.
Wow.
So it was really wonderful, and actually, I didn't realize how nutritious eggs were, you know, until I got into the cooking field, and honestly, I tried to have them in my diet and talk about why people think they need to toss out the yolk.
Yeah, so this is a, you know, common misperception, especially, you know, during this time of year, people are thinking about eating healthy, and there's a lot of myths out there, and some people think that eating egg whites are healthier, but I'm here to tell you, do not toss the yolk. Not only is it delicious, but it's also nutritious, because the yolk has more than is where the vitamins and minerals are, so that's where you're going to find your choline, your vitamin B12, vitamin D, iron, zinc, and that's actually where 40% of the protein is. So by eating the whole egg, you're going to have less food waste, it's going to taste better, and it's also going to have more nutritional benefits. So you definitely want to incorporate the whole egg into your diet.
What are some of the unique things about eggs, and why are eggs so versatile?
Well, I think, you know, they can fit into a number of healthy eating patterns. So whatever type of, you know, diet or, you know, healthy eating goals that you have for the year, eggs can really fit into there. And they're so versatile because you can use them for breakfast. You can have hard-boiled eggs. For lunch, you can add, you know, eggs on top of a salad. And you can have them for dinner as a, you know, frittata, or add them into, you know, a poached egg into a ramen, you know, soup. So they're just so versatile, and, you know, they're also perfect for snacks. They're really portable. So if you have some hard-boiled eggs that you cook at the beginning of the week, you can, you know, bring them for snacks and help keep you tied over to the next meal. So they can really be used at any time of the day, which is great.
Well, you know what? I started trying to eat just egg whites, and I got to tell you, there's not a lot of flavor. And so that's the reason why I went back to the whole egg, and it made such a big difference to me. I mean, you can have them for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, like you said. And they make great, great desserts as well, where people tend to forget that. And, you know, they're low in calories that way, as long as you don't put a lot of sugar or whatever into it. Great for custards.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I find that eggs are really, what we like to say, a carrier for other nutrient-rich foods. So a lot of times when you're eating eggs, you're going to have other healthy foods with it. So I, you know, as a dietitian, I like to really try to eat more vegetables during my day. And so I find that, you know, if I can start my day with an omelet, I'll pull out whatever vegetables I have in the fridge, be able to add them in, you know, with my eggs. So I'm getting my high quality protein. You know, my go-to favorite is sauteing a little bit of spinach and mushrooms, adding that into an omelet with some goat cheese on top. And, you know, it's a perfect way to start the day. You're getting your veggies in at the beginning of the day. You have your protein, so you're feeling full and satisfied, and it really gets you, you know, to that next meal.
Yeah, that's for sure. And, you know, there's a lot of ideas to make different things at certain times of the year. And eggs seem to be, you know, it's really cool. If you're not feeling like having a major heavy-duty meal, then eggs are so, you know, easy to make. We have them at least once a week for dinner.
Yeah.
And it cuts your calories down as well. And you don't feel really full, I mean, to the point of feeling, you know, overbearing. And sometimes I think that's the easiest way. Tell me, what is your health and wellness New Year's resolution?
Well, my health and wellness resolution is, you know, as I mentioned, I'm a dietitian, so I'm really trying to get more fruits and vegetables into my diet. And so, as I was saying, I, you know, really like to add in, you know, I love having an omelet where I can add in just whatever vegetables I have left over in the fridge and, you know, cook that up with my hard-boiled or with my eggs. And, you know, it helps me get more vegetables and, you know, more nutrients into my diet.
And so that eggs can really make a difference in your setting your goals. Do you have recipes that you have up on your website, or where can we get some recipes that include eggs, especially if you need to have your egg in something because you don't especially like having an egg? I mean, I think you have to get ingenious sometimes to make people try different things. Would you agree?
Yeah, I definitely agree. And there's been a really fun trend recently to put an egg on it. And so people are putting an egg on all different types of meals that you wouldn't necessarily think of, from, you know, pizza to, you know, the rice bowls that people are making, and, you know, even putting them into a ramen soup. So there's a lot of different fun ways that you can have eggs and make them feel really versatile and very different. And if you're looking for more recipes or additional information, you can visit the eggnutritioncenter.org.
Eggnutritioncenter.org. Thank you very much for everything you do for all of us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now I'll take some of your recipes and actually make them on our television show. How about that?
That would be wonderful.
And we
with Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We love doing healthy foods, and that's what our show's all about. And
wonderful.
Thank you so very much. Okay, thank you. We'll be right back after these important messages. Go to eggnutrition.org. Thank you.
Catherine, we'll be right back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk on W4CY.
Pucker Urban Farm, a subsidiary of Integrated Healthcare Solutions, launched a new product called Mrs. Pucker's Lemon Shots. These all-organic lemon-based drinks provide a wealth of healthy vitamins in a drink. Vitamin P, a powerful flavonoid found in the skin of the lemon. Vitamin C, an antioxidant and immune booster. And D-limonene, a natural fat cleanser found in the oil of the lemon. Drinking Mrs. Pucker's Lemon Shots is like getting the benefits of eating the whole lemon. These powerful drinks help change the acid level of our bodies into a healthier alkaline environment. They help break down our food, flush out toxins, and stimulate the pancreas, improving nutrient absorption in the small intestine. If you're looking for a way to get healthier, this small 4-ounce drink can put you on the right track to feeling and looking better. Check them out today at PuckerUrbanFarm.com. That's PuckerUrbanFarm.com.
One of the greatest barbecue sauces ever has landed in Cincinnati. Skip Kenny Barbecue Sauce is a barbecue sauce like no other, and they have plenty of different flavors for every occasion. Be sure to try the Skip Kenny Spicy Barbecue Sauce, Skip Kenny Sweet Barbecue Sauce, and of course, the Skip Kenny Barbecue Sauce with secret ingredients. If the sauce isn't enough for you, you'll love Skip Kenny's Barbecue Rub. Skip Kenny Barbecue Sauce is available at Jungle Gyms in Fairfield and in Eastgate.
Dan Perkins recently completed the third book of his series, The Brotherhood of the Red Nile, America Responds. Books 1 and 2, A Terrorist's Perspective and America Rebuilds, grabbed our attention, and readers explored the scenario that could be pulled from today's news. While becoming involved with his lovable and hateable characters, Perkins weaves us through the ups and downs of what could be a true story. Never before has a writer so thoroughly engrossed us in his masterful words while making us realize the need to be diligent about the state of our country. For hours of reading pleasure, check out www.danperkins.com or get his books online at amazon.com.
Hi, this is Catherine Raker of Let's Just Talk. Did you ever find yourself rummaging through the clutter in your cupboards of plastic containers with no matching lids? Well, I have the solution for you, and that is the Bagwell, created by another busy mom who understood that necessity is the mother of invention. It is so easy to use, and you don't need that extra set of hands because you already have it with the Bagwell. Go to thebagwell.com and get your Bagwell. It's $6.99 on sale.
We're back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk with Catherine Raker on W4CY.
Hi, this is Catherine Raker of Let's Just Talk. Today's guest is Dr. Edward Schaefer, Chief of Urology at Northwestern Medicine, and he will be discussing and helping us to raise awareness about the importance of early screening for prostate cancer. And he'll also be able to discuss some of the latest research available and the exciting news about the new Urologic Cancer Institute that's being built and who actually funding it. I want to welcome you to our show, Doctor. This is such an important subject. As I told you prior to the show, my dad passed away in 1988 with prostate cancer, which had metastasized into bone cancer. So if he would have had an early testing, he may have avoided dying. Am I correct?
That's right. Unfortunately, around the time that your dad was diagnosed, we did not have very good tools to pick up prostate cancer while it was still early and contained. Actually, in about 1990, the FDA approved blood tests, a blood test called the prostate-specific antigen, or PSA blood test, as a way to screen for prostate cancer. And so with that blood test, we are really able to change the landscape of prostate cancer in America. So in the 80s, over 40% of men who were diagnosed with prostate cancer were diagnosed when it was metastatic or spread, as you alluded to with your father. And these days, less than 4% of men present with metastatic prostate cancer at initial diagnosis. So we've made tremendous strides, not only in early detection. We've made amazing strides in terms of advanced treatments, and together this has really resulted in better, longer cures for our patients.
Can I ask a really strange question? Does kidney disease work in there anywhere?
No, kidney disease and kidney cancer are not associated with prostate cancer. There are some rare kidney cancers that are associated with other cancers, but not prostate.
Okay. So what are the signs and symptoms of prostate cancer, and who's at risk, and why should every man have this test, especially after the age of maybe 45, if they have, you know, it in the family?
Yeah. So generally speaking, these days, prostate cancers are picked up when they're localized, and most localized prostate cancers don't have symptoms. So how do we pick it up? Well, we use screening tests like this PSA blood test and a rectal exam. And those are recommended tests. And today, modern medicine is really kind of what we like to call shared decision making. So doctors don't unilaterally do stuff to patients. Doctors do tests with patients based on what they tell us. And then we have a discussion with the patient about options. So if a patient has a family history of prostate cancer, breast cancer, or ovarian cancer, then they may want to have screening for prostate cancer themselves, particularly screening at a younger age, actually starting around age 40. Individuals who are African American, we also recommend screening around the age of 40. Now, if somebody doesn't have a family history of prostate cancer, but very healthy and wants to be proactive about their health, then we recommend screening between the ages of 50 and 55 with the same tests, a PSA test and a rectal examination. Now,
I have to tell you mine. My husband, he has it done every single year.
Yeah, that's right. So
every
the
year.
Interval for screening is the intervals for screening are generally once a year. You could space it out to every other year, but that actually is sometimes harder to do. It's easier just to say, hey, I'm going to my doctor once a year. Let's get that blood test, which is kind of what I like to do.
Are there many other misconceptions about it?
Well, I think that there's a lot of old wives' tales about prostate cancer. You can often hear, well, You know, everybody gets it, so I don't have to worry about it. There's some truth to that. Many men will have prostate cancer. Many men who have prostate cancer have the type that's not life-threatening to them, but that doesn't mean that you should ignore screening for it. So I think that that's one thing, you know, and that's the most common kind of misperception. I think the other thing is that no patients really like to get the examination, the rectal exam. It's an important part of the screening process. I'll tell you, as a urologist, I don't love doing rectal exams, and patients don't love getting them, but, you know, it's an important part of our test, so we do it.
Right. And that's, it's just like for women when they're having testing for all the different things that we have to go through, why shouldn't men be brave and do it? That's the way I look at it, Doctor.
Well, that's very well said. That's very well said. That's right.
Thank you. Okay. What is the cause for the racial disparities in prostate cancer occurrence, and what is being done to better understand and combat this? And actually educating men, no matter what race they are, about these things, because so many men wait too long, don't go. And if it weren't for women like myself that push men, it wouldn't change. Why do they have this misconception themselves that they're strong guys and they don't have to do it?
Well, that's a lot of questions. So number one, why are African-American men at increased risk for developing prostate cancer? We don't know. Some of it has to do with genetics, so men of West African ancestry are. Some of it may have to do with kind of exposure, what things that they're exposed to when they're growing up. And part of it may be access to care. Are they able to get the test when they want to? And then part of it is biology. Maybe the cancers are more aggressive in those individuals. So many, many reasons that could be factors, risk factors for more cancer in Black men. We have a very comprehensive research program here that's studying all those different things I mentioned. It's a passion of mine to really eliminate racial disparities in prostate cancer. So we have a very large research group working on that. Now, why don't men get PSA testing in general? That's a very good question. And I think it's difficult to really kind of nail down, but my overall sense is this. Women go to their gynecologist ever since they were teens. You know, they're kind of taught to go get their yearly physical with their doctor, get their pap smear, et cetera, et cetera. And so it's part of their routine that as young women, they begin that process and they learn about taking care of themselves in that process. And they're very, it's part of their everyday kind of life. Men don't do that. So men don't go to doctors routinely in their, you know, 20s and 30s. And so that compounded with the fact that many men think they're invincible, can result in poor screening. And so I always encourage men to really get a primary care doctor so that they can keep tabs on their health. And, you know, at a certain age, sometimes it's age 40, sometimes it's age 50, sometimes 55, part of taking care of themselves involves getting checked for prostate cancer.
Well, I'm glad our doctor, who is an internist, has been taking care of my husband all these years, and he does it every year, and he knows it's going to happen, so he just does it. So how has Northwestern Memorial been instrumental in advancing the treatment of prostate cancer?
Well, Northwestern has always had an amazing team of providers that has been helpful in diagnosing and treating all urologic cancers, including prostate. And this year, we're really excited to announce a formal Urologic Cancer Institute that was funded by a very generous Chicagoan named Michael Polsky. He has a family history of prostate cancer and was really interested in providing better, more centralized care for patients. And so our Urologic Cancer Institute, it's called the Polsky Urologic Cancer Institute, is designed to bring all the experts into one place. So we have medical oncologists and urologists and geneticists and fertility and sexual experts that really help provide comprehensive care and recovery for our patients with urologic cancers. And additionally, the Institute is designed to really fuel and accelerate ongoing research we have in urologic cancers here at Northwestern. So there's dual goals. One of the goals is to provide better care for our patients, and the other goal is to really accelerate our research and discovery program.
Love to do a television show in the future with you. This sounds like a Polish family. Is this was a Polish family by any chance?
Ukrainian.
Ukrainian, right. Well, my father was Polish, and they had Ukrainian, and I, you know, they had a family history of prostate cancer. That's the reason why I'm asking.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyhow, where can listeners, doctor, get more information about this program and what's happening research-wise?
Yeah, we have some great resources for patients out there. So, if patients go to www.nm.org, that's a great resource for all healthcare. If you want to learn about our Urologic Cancer Institute and Urologic Cancers, go to www.nm.org/Polsky, P-O-L-S-K-Y. And that will route them to our Cancer Institute, our Urologic Cancer Institute, and they'll get a tremendous set of resources to help them understand and conquer this disease.
I can't thank you for your service enough. I am constantly trying to educate people on this subject because I think it's so important.
Well, thank you for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk about it as well.
Thank you so very much, and have a wonderful day, and thank you. And go to our website at Catherine Raker, letsjusttalkradio.com, or download our wonderful app, which is free on Let's Just Talk for your iPad and your iPhone. Thank you, doctor.
Thank you.
Catherine, we'll be right back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk on W4CY.
iMarketing.com provides easily editable websites to small business owners. And if they don't want to make the changes to the site themselves, they can simply email their changes to iMarketing.com, and they'll take care of it at no additional cost. Websites cost only $795, and hosting, which includes all maintenance to the website, is only $39.95 a month. iMarketing.com is also a Google-certified partner, which means you'll get your website listed on over 1,000 search engines across the Internet very quickly. iMarketing.com works with Google daily to create campaigns and to optimize them. Let iMarketing.com help you get your share of the web by calling 513-942-7869, or you can email iMarketing.com at sales@i-mktg.com today.
One of the greatest barbecue sauces ever has landed in Cincinnati. Skip Kenny Barbecue Sauce is a barbecue sauce like no other, and they have plenty of different flavors for every occasion. Be sure to try the Skip Kenny Spicy Barbecue Sauce, Skip Kenny Sweet Barbecue Sauce, and of course, the Skip Kenny Barbecue Sauce with secret ingredients. If the sauce isn't enough for you, you'll love Skip Kenny's Barbecue Rub. Skip Kenny Barbecue Sauce is available at Jungle Gyms in Fairfield and in Eastgate.
Hi, this is Catherine Raker of Let's Just Talk. Do you want to read wonderful novels about historic, wonderful places in Youngstown, Ohio? Then you need to get Don Greco's books. He's a wonderful author that wrote the series, The Youngstown Quintet. His latest book is The Maladrin. And the nice thing about his books are they're not about spies. They're not about zombies. They're just ordinary people that read that have extraordinary lives. So visit DonGrecoNovels.com or go buy his books on Amazon.com.
We're back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk with Catherine Raker on W4CY.
Hi, this is Catherine Raker of Let's Just Talk. You know, a recent survey suggested that online courses can accelerate your career, improve confidence, and open doors in the workplace. Our guest today is Patrick Mullane, Executive Director of HBX, Harvard Business School Online. Welcome to our show today. We're very excited about having you. Can you tell us, Patrick, if you don't mind me calling you Patrick, why online classes are actually worth doing?
It's a great question. Thanks very much for having me, Catherine.
Sure.
For a long time, there has been an open question as to whether online courses can have the effect of what people assume they get in a bricks and mortar, if you will, classroom experience. And as you noted, we found strong evidence that online learning can help advance careers. And as an example of that, we found that one in four people got promotions, one in three said it allowed them to pivot to a new career, and about half said that it led to increased attention from recruiters. So as you said, it really seems to lead to some career-enhancing outcomes.
Why is Harvard Business School, what is their approach to online education? Can you help us with that one?
Sure. One distinct difference about how we teach at Harvard Business School is we're big proponents of teaching through storytelling. So in our online programs, we ask the students to step into the shoes of a real manager facing a real problem and ask them to think through that problem. And obviously, this is we found a lot more effective than just a straight lecture because it really internalizes and makes real not only the problem but potential solutions for the problem. The other aspect that makes it unique is we ask students to do that in a global community of learners. So when you're taking a Harvard Business School online course, you're going to be interacting with people from around the world because you start on a specific date and you end on a specific date, and people are going through the material together with you. This allows somebody who might be sitting in somewhere in the United States, for example, to be having a conversation online with somebody in Mumbai, India, and learning from their perspective on how they might address the issue. And that has great implications, particularly in a very global and connected world.
Especially if you can't go to those different countries. Yes, I was very fortunate I was very fortunate that I lived and did business all over the world. And I think the most challenging place was Singapore. So I can imagine that these courses, because they're so integrated with this global perspective, it makes it pretty exciting for the person that's involved in the course, correct?
Yes, and in fact, we found the feedback we get from our participants is exactly that, they not only do they feel they learn from the people around the world, but they make connections that I think we were surprised seeing just as strong as the connections made when people, for example, come here and spend 2 years in the in-residence MBA program. Mm-hmm. You know, online, especially with younger participants, they're used to connecting this way, and the evidence shows that connection is pretty deep.
And it makes a big difference, actually, because if you're working full-time and you want to go back to school or you do want to take courses, right, then the easiest course, the best course for you, sounds like this Harvard Business School seems like a wonderful way to approach it. I really like the thought process here for the simple reason I know that when I was working in Singapore, I didn't quite understand how they did business. But after being there for a couple of years, I really got it. And they actually appreciated us more than I thought they did because they like our entrepreneurial spirit. Would you agree?
Yes. It's funny you bring up Singapore. I actually worked on a joint venture in Singapore myself. And you're right. That is one thing that I learned in global business. It's still is a somewhat uniquely American thing, which is this idea that you take risks and failing is okay, which in many cultures is not a given. And certainly by being involved in an online course, if you're not able, as you say, to leave the United States, if you're taking a Harvard Business School online course and you're working through an issue with somebody from Singapore, you're probably going to learn exactly that. They're going to view success and failure, for example, very differently than you might.
Right. And the other thing is that you start learning which I think everybody should be learning, is trade and understanding commerce working in a global economy more so than any other time. And I really wish everybody had to do that. And maybe they'd understand, you know, basically what we are going through here in the United States right now, especially in our technology and whatever. You know, why do you think ways in which taking a course online can really impact your professional life? I've said some of the things, but how does it change? And do they have to be in the master's program or beyond to take this course?
Great question. So take the first one, or the last one first, is that you don't have to be in any sort of master's program. Most of our courses, we do ask that you either be enrolled in an undergraduate program or have completed one. But beyond that, what the advice I give to people when thinking about online education is to, first of all, and this is a good time to do it with New Year's resolutions kind of pinging around the world right now, is to take stock of your own career and your skills and capabilities and think about where you have holes. There's a lot of online options that allow you to really focus on filling just that hole rather than taking a broad spectrum of courses and a lot of time and money. Secondly, think about where you want to take it from. You know, obviously, we believe very much in what we're doing at Harvard Business School online, but there are lots of options, and sometimes the option local, for example, may be good because it has a built-in network at your local university or college. And then third is to really think about that learning method. I mentioned we teach through storytelling. Not all institutions do that. Most don't, as a matter of fact. It doesn't mean those methods don't work, but be sure to investigate and see what you think will work for you, because one thing that's universally true is most people don't like sitting down in front of a computer and watching hours of lecture on video.
And I agree. And the other thing that I wanted to ask you was the innovative digital learning tools that can help bring business education to life. Can you tell us about that?
Sure. So our platform was custom-built to deliver education through this storytelling method, and as I mentioned, it also requires a lot of interaction between participants around the world. So we built tools into our platform that allow that to happen. We also built the capability, for example, to break people into two different groups within our online courses, which is very effective, for example, in a negotiations course that we have, where we're able to send people down two different paths and give them different information as buyers and sellers, and then ask them to practice negotiating, which is something that virtually anybody can do in any line of work, is to get to be a better negotiator. So technologies like that really do enhance the experience. But in the end, it's the combination of the technology with the teaching method that matters the most.
And where can people, Patrick, get more information about the Harvard Business School online?
Sure, just go to online.hbs, as in Harvard Business School, .edu.
Thank you so very much for what you do and your mission, and good luck in the new year. Thank you.
You've been listening to Let's Just Talk with Katherine Ranker, sponsored by A Private Place, Bagwell, Dan Perkins Author, Don Greco Novels, IDI Dentistry, Dr. James Butler, iMarketing, Web Design and Web Hosting, Integrated Healthcare Solutions, Pucker Urban Farms, Next Stage, Skip Kenny Barbecue, Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Ultimate Air Shuttle, and Veterans in Defense of Liberty. You're listening to W4CY.